It's time to... Wait, what do they do to the curtains? Move them?
Raise the curtain.
Yeah, I don't know why. I was like, light the curtains. Yeah, it's time.
Light the curtains?
I know. I'm like, no, you light the lights.
Yeah.
Do you curt the curtains?
No.
It's time to curt the curtains. It's time to light the lights. It's time to pwn Ash Guy on Exploding Barrel tonight. Dun, dun, dun. It's time so to call him stupid. It's time to make fun of him. It's time to degrade and belittle. Degrade.
Degrade.
I think combine
the... Do you get a little Scottish there?
Degrade. Degrade the Raj guy. The Clan Minati. Bad. The transition. Welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for September 25th, 2015. This is Mike Minotti. I'm joined by my brother, AJ.
Hello.
Shazguy, whatever the hell I want to call him, I don't know. How you doing?
Hey, it's funny that you're drinking Lipton tea for this episode.
Oh, yeah, right?
Haha, synergy.
Yeah, that's not my business.
Yeah, we could see you do the pose.
Yeah.
Anyway, what are we talking about today, Mike?
We're talking about the Muppets.
Wait a minute, that's not a video game.
Yeah, this is like kind of our first non-gaming specific topic in our new format, which people seem to really like, actually.
Yeah, thank you for all the good feedback, everybody.
Yeah, so our new kind of just like one topic format. So this week, the new Muppets show came out called The Muppets. The same name as the movie. It's a little confusing. And like the same font as that movie. Well, is it? No, it's not. It's like the office font. Yeah.
It's weird.
So we're talking about that. We'll talk about just like the Muppets in general a little bit here. Then we'll get to our special zone and we'll talk about anything else.
It's never not going to be funny to me.
I might have to rename it just because you can't handle it. It'll be your punishment.
No.
Yes. All right. So first let's talk about the show, which premiered last Tuesday.
Yep.
What'd you think?
I loved it.
Yeah, I thought it was very fun. I thought it was like a sort of, I don't know if it's like a parody of the kind of faux documentary style or not. But yeah, so very much so. If you like The Office or Parks and Rec or
30 Rock or anything like that.
Any of those shows. Does 30 Rock have like the one-on-one camera interviews?
I don't know. I don't think they do that.
Yeah, I don't think so. But yeah.
30 Rock in that, it's like behind the scenes of a television show.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's interesting because like, The Office, there was like kind of a thing behind it where like they're filming a documentary, which they didn't talk about for a long time until like the end.
Yeah, when like one of the sound guys became a character.
Yeah, and then like, and on Parks and Rec, they just never explain why they're actually talking to the camera. I think it's just like...
Yeah, they just let it go.
This is a TV show, right?
It's a trope now. So yeah, I guess we'll give the quick backstory. So they did a pitch for this show like a year ago.
Right.
And they actually released the pitch, which has some elements of the pilot episode in it. But the whole conceit is that the Muppets are putting on a late-night talk show starring Miss Piggy. Kermit's the executive producer, and they have just broken up. And so there's a small portion of the show that is like that talk show. But it really is just kind of like, what are the Muppets doing day-to-day? Like, what are their relationships like, and what's their work environment?
What I like about it is... in the old Muppet Show, my favorite part about it, more so than even the
skits, yeah. The acts.
I couldn't think of the word.
Why can't you talk today?
I kept wanting to say skitches.
Skitches?
I wanted to combine skit and sketch. No. Was my problem, yeah. Yeah, I was trying to combine sketches and skitches.
Just say skitches. Because it was very, the old show is very, like, kind of vaudevillian.
Right, and there was a lot of it was about, like, the guest star. More so than that stuff, I always liked the backstage stuff.
Right.
With, like, watching Kermit try to keep everything together. That's what a lot of this is. It's, you know, Kermit running a show. A lot of people are in, like, their familiar kind of roles. Kermit's, you know, running things. Scooter's, like,
the PA.
Yeah, the assistant. He's kind of going around trying to, like, do Kermit's bidding. Piggy is, like, the kind of diva star. Sometimes a bit more creative. Like, Fozzie, instead of doing, like, the, you know, he still does stand-up. He's the warm-up act.
Yeah,
now,
which is really funny.
Right, and he's also, like, the, like, Ed McMahon-type character, yeah. Kind of. The one that's like a bit, I'm kind of interested in more of is Gonzo, because he appears to be like the head of the writing room.
Right.
Right. Because, you know, I mean, in the Muppet Show, he was the stuntman.
Not really a need for that anymore.
Right. So, yeah. So, I'm kind of curious to see like more they do with him. But I find this because I see some people like complain that, like, oh, this is like too non-traditional. And I see like a lot of the Muppet Show in this.
Yeah. Like, I mean, what were they going to do in the year 2015? Like another literal Muppet Show? Like, that doesn't work.
Well, they already tried reviving the Muppet Show. With Muppets Tonight.
How long did that last?
A couple seasons or
maybe,
so.
Maybe, yeah.
It was a little weird. Yeah, and that was very much a product of the 90s. Like that. But the problem was it was a sketch show, which, you know, it's hard to launch a new sketch show these days. It's like Key and Peele or whatever. But even those are very different than like what the Muppets were doing.
Right.
With like, you know, I don't know what you can call it. But yeah, remember they invented that new Muppet for Muppets Tonight?
That guy with the dreadlocks?
Yeah. What happened to him? Not much.
Not much, yeah.
You know who else is missing from this, which I thought... Because I think he was in the pitch video, because a background character releases Walter from the movies.
Yeah, Walter was in that. We haven't seen Rolf in this first episode, really.
Oh, that's true.
So, I mean, I'm sure more characters will be shown. I mean, it is a half-hour show. I feel like they could have tried to make it an hour long, and it might have worked. But I think it's good, ultimately. It is a half hour.
For four sitcoms, you want it. Half hour is the format, more or less. But yeah, it was a good episode. It is a little strange to see like Kermit make up kind of like offhand comments about like his sex life and stuff like that.
Well, that is I think one of the people who don't like it, that is their biggest complaint. Is like, my Muppets have a lot of sex.
Wow, but I don't think they. I think they have a normal amount of sex.
Like, does that bother you that there's like a lot of weird sex jokes in it?
I mean, it's a little bit, it's interesting. I feel like it's something we're getting, it's like, there's like Rizzo, like, talking about getting lucky, and it's like, Jesus. it's a little interesting. I guess, I kind of understand it is a little weird, and you do kind of wonder, like...
Are they going too far?
Well, I think what the idea, at least, is like, is to shock people a little bit with it, and to get people talking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Kermit just said that he had sex. You know, something like that. But I don't know, because I mean that's always a part of shows like The Office and Parks and Rec are those characters' sex lives,
yeah.
You know, so yeah, it's kind of an interesting thing. So I don't know if they need it, and I mean, it's I'm not gonna say it's definitely a part of the show that I loved. It's like I loved how the Muppets have off screen sex lives, but you know, I guess it adds like it's a little bit to that element of like this is like the real Muppets show.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about Fozzie's kind of thread? I wonder how much they're going to go into that.
Right, it was funny that episode. I hope that's not like a season long thing.
Right, his like
we've done the jokes.
Trying to like get his girlfriend's father to like him.
Yeah, like we've done all the bear jokes.
He's black.
Yeah, yeah, we got it. So hopefully they don't belabor it too much. We'll have to see like what the right. next episode.
And that's why I think Fozzie making joke about people mistaking his online dating profile for like a homosexual hairy man. I was like, oh geez,
yeah, that was funny.
Welcome to the new age.
That was very funny.
Right. So,
like, what do you think? I mean, so we're huge, longtime Muppet fans. Have been pretty much our whole lives.
Yeah. Well, I remember when I was little, it was the Muppet Babies was the thing I watched at first, which was in syndication by the time I was watching it.
So, if you're a teenager, we'll go to that age group. Like, does this show work for a teenager, do you think?
I don't think so, but I don't think teenagers were necessarily the demographic for, like... 30 Rock or The Office. I think it's weird.
Like, yeah, because I feel like this really is made for people our age.
I think it's late 20s, 30 somethings, 40 something. I think people who kind of
grew up with the Muppets,
or people who like, yeah, kind of know them or are that age, and you know that prime time kind of network time slot, which is it's a challenge because teenagers aren't watching that kind of programming anyways.
Yeah.
They're not watching whatever's on ABC at 8 o'clock on a Tuesday night. Just watching Netflix. A lot of choice things are, too. But this show is already on Hulu Plus, so
right.
You got that going. But yeah, so it's kind of interesting because I don't even know anymore how this stuff works. I don't know how you market.
I don't think the executives at the networks do either. They're still trying to figure that out.
I know the ratings for the debut were strong, which isn't too surprising because they promoted it pretty
well.
Yeah,
so they beat that Scream Queens or whatever was coming out on another network.
Yeah,
that was supposed to be.
But it'll be
interesting.
You know, people stick around, and you know, I mean, I don't watch.
shows anymore.
This is the first time in a long time I've like, oh, this show's on at 8.
Yeah,
this better is, sit down and yeah, watch
I think
it.
The last time I watched a live like show was the Parks and Rec finale like earlier this year.
Yeah,
and that was a while ago. I mean, God, the only shows I watch now they're like on TV, and most of them I just watch on Hulu the next day, are like this Rick and Morty and Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And again, there's other ones I just watch, like, whenever they're on Hulu.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, I definitely hope it goes well, too, because there's this kind of... I always have this fear now, because, you know, the first Muppets movie did really well. Most What didn't do that great.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of like a thin ice thing again with the Muppets. And, you know, it's been a struggle, basically, since probably...
Jim Henson died, really.
Yeah, since to keep them kind of relevant. Like, the 90s were interesting for us, because I liked... I think the 90s, they did okay. Muppet Christmas Carol seemed like that was a pretty good hit.
Yeah.
Everyone liked that. And I love that. That's one of my favorite.
Excuse me.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite. I think Muppet Treasure Island was good, too. And then Muppets in Space kind of hit the mark. Missed the mark a bit. And that was kind of like...
And they did, like, that weird Wizard of Oz.
They did a lot of weird, TV specials. That
Letter to Santa
thing. They had two Christmas specials that nobody really remembers very well. I thought what Christmas special was great was that one where they're just, like, in a cabin for a bit, and, like, the Sesame Street characters come in, and the Fraggle Rock people are there, too.
And they're just kind of, like, hanging out?
Yeah, I like that one.
Well, right.
I love, there's a bunch of great, just, like, TV specials you can watch.
Well, and what's cool and interesting about the show, that, like, it seems like they're always afraid to do with the Muppets, is there isn't, like, a human character carrying it.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Because, like, even, like, with the Muppets, the movie, like, Jason Segel and Amy Adams, they were, I'd say, at least equal footing with Kermit and Piggy in that movie. Mm-hmm. But, like, a lot of, that Wizard of Oz, it was all, what's the girl who played Dorothy?
I forget.
Musician of right. the day.
Yeah, but...
Like, you know,
yeah,
like...
Flash in the pan.
Yeah, like, we can't let, like, one of the Muppets right. be the main character.
Then,
like,
even in the 90s, the ones I talk about, like, the Muppet Christmas Carol, I mean, the main character was Michael Caine.
Mm-hmm.
Treasure Island was that boy, and then...
Tim Curry.
Right. Yeah, so, yeah, no, you're definitely right. Like, yeah, there is kind of fear, like... There are times where, like, the Muppet Project's, like, make the Muppets the supporting characters in a weird sort of way.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, the best movies... I still think the best one is the Muppet movie, the original.
Oh, yeah. And probably that is Muppet Caper.
Well, I might like the Muppets, like the newer one, more than the
really?
Caper.
Oh,
maybe a little bit.
Yeah, I might.
I like the Muppets a lot.
I do, too.
Well, Muppet Caper was good. Muppet Caper gets slow at points, I think. But no, Muppet Caper... But the original Muppets is great. That's just comedy, music, and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I guess that is a thing. Like, one of my favorite aspects of the Muppets is, like, the musical stuff to it. The musical acts and, like, the songs. And you're not gonna get any of that in this.
You kind of... Like, you know, like, they had Imagine Dragons in there, like...
Well, that's
like,
not what I mean.
Doing half a song.
That's... I mean, like, yeah. No, that's not quite what I mean. But, yeah, that's... It is, yeah, kind of interesting, because, like, with that talk show format, you do have, like, here's the... Well, it works because it gets a celebrity guest in, which has always kind of been a part of the Muppets.
Yeah.
Like, then you also have, like the musical acting is a little stranger because it's like, I'm watching Jay Leno. And usually that's a part of, like, you know, those shows I skip because I don't care about contemporary music that much. I like Imagine Dragons because they do that one radioactive song that I like.
Yes.
But I'm like, this isn't radioactive. This is some different song.
I like that joke. You know, the original name for the band was Imagine Dragons?
That's their name.
They just kept it.
Yeah, like, oh, no, that's... I think that's why I liked the pilot, was there were just, like, a lot of jokes that hit. I liked mm-hmm. Sam Eagle. Like,
I love anything Sam
Eagle. And then, once again, went back, that was Sam Eagle's role in the Muppet show, was being, like, the censor, basically.
Yeah, regulation.
That's what he's mm-hmm. doing again. So that stuff's great. But, yeah, I always liked the Muppets' kind of weird history on TV. But, I mean, like I said, I love the Muppet Babies, just a cartoon show. That started, like, the whole, like, let's just make baby versions of everything.
Yeah.
But, even, like... I just watched on YouTube not too long ago. Remember the frog prince?
Oh, that weird one with the girl who talked all backwards?
Right. And this was a TV special that they did. This predated the Muppet Show.
Oh, really?
Right, yeah. So this actually, it's also one of the first times where, not the first time, but like one of the first times where like they specifically say Kermit is a frog and not just like a vague lizard person of some sort.
Oh, weird.
It was one of the first times he had like his collar thing.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and that's a great little, that's on YouTube. That's still like just a fun little special to watch. It's just a retelling of Frog Prince. It's the first one with Sweetums and Robin in it.
Yeah, it always bothered me because like no one could understand that girl. I'm like, it's pretty does that mean it's not that hard to figure out what she's saying?
It's not like she's under a curse where, like, she, like...
can't talk.
Well, she, like, replaces, like, the starting syllable with, like, a random sound. But
again, it's not hard to figure
out. Well, it's a, you know, kid thing.
Nope. So, broke the illusion.
This is a great thing with YouTube, is you can just watch all the old Muppet things.
I didn't have time to watch the whole thing, but I was skipping through, like, the tribute to Jim Henson that they did.
Oh, yeah, that thing's sad. But, yeah. There's the, I watched the, Muppets Go to Disney World. Ooh. With the special they made, it was like 1990 or so. One last thing Jim Henson did, because it was supposed to be right when they were about, when Disney was about to buy Muppets originally, back when Jim Henson was alive. Uh-huh. And that's why they had all this stuff with the Muppets in the theme park. And yeah, it seemed like it was like a done deal at the time. And the whole reason behind this thing was, let's get people used to the idea of associating Muppets with Disney.
Isn't like, the more like the cartoon Mickey like is hanging out with Kermit at the
yeah,
end?
Yeah. And it opens with Eisner like hanging out with Fozzie and Fozzie's mom. This is like this is the weird short period where Fozzie's mom was a like reoccurring character.
Yeah, because she was also in a Christmas Carol.
Right. Yeah, she was. Yeah, she was in like a few of these things. Right. This time it was kind of interesting, but you know, it's a fun little special. It's like the whole thing is like Kermit like is taking them to like the swamp he grew up in for like the fly eating festival or something, and like they all hate it. And then, like, they hear, like, the fireworks or something. Like, what the heck is that? Like, oh, that's just fireworks from Disney World. We're right by it. You know, like, go see ya.
Bye.
Like, Kermit's all sad. And, like, the scene where he's, like, walking around sad. And, like, the little girl's like, what's wrong, Kermit? And she sings Rainbow Connection for him. It's like, you know, that all that jazz.
Yes, it's great.
I guess, you know, if that's what your favorite part of the Muppets, like, the little girl coming up to Kermit and singing a song to him, you're not going to get that in the new show. Maybe yeah,
not,
as much.
Not so far. Not so far.
I liked Tom Bergeron's use in the pilot.
Yeah, he was remarkably funny.
It's like a deep, it's like a D-list celebrity.
I figured it out.
Yeah. Regular Swami's fine.
That's the thing. Like there are a lot of gags and jokes that hit, but I also feel like they do a good job with all the relationship stuff.
Right. I do. Almost hope that like the whole point of this isn't to get Kermit and Piggy back together again. I mean, I feel like it's going to happen at some point,
right?
But there is kind of like that feeling behind these things, like, well, these they're actually not great for each other. I'm like, I agree.
Yeah, they figured it out,
but it's like, yeah, they probably won't go through with that. So, I feel like the only Muppet movie we didn't talk about was freaking Muppets Take Manhattan, which always seems to get forgotten. Which is a fun little movie, yeah, but like
another one too, where the Muppets run the show.
Yeah, well, the weird thing about that one is it's like the Muppet movie, what I like about it is, like, it's in, like, a continuity where, like, the Muppet show becomes a thing and all this other thing. And then Muppet Caper's, like, I'm clearly putting on a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Muppets Take Manhattan's weird because it's, like, it has, like, a backstory of them, like, all going to, like, high school together and being a theater troupe. And then they try to go to Manhattan.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And at the end of it, there's, like, the fake wedding with Piggy and Kermit and stuff.
But maybe it was a real wedding.
Right. But, like, after I don't know. Right. Then with, like, Carol and Treasure Island becomes much more again. Like, well, they're just doing
it. Just making movies.
Then there's Muppets from Space, which is, like, again, maybe in the timeline. They're just, like, all living in a house together. Yeah. It's like they're on Rough Times or something. I need to see Muppets from Space again.
I don't think I've ever actually seen it 100% all the way through.
I mean, I thought it was fine back in the time. I mean, what was interesting was that was, like, all those 90 films I talked about, Gonzo was a... like almost became the main Muppet for a while.
He was like the Donald Duck of the Muppets,
right? Whereas, and it was
like because he was kind of like the narrator for Christmas Carol. He was like the chief sidekick. Him and Rizzo.
I think he probably had more lines than Kermit in both those movies.
Yeah,
and then Muppets from Space, he was the main character. It was like all about him.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of one. Actually, maybe that was too much, but it's kind of one of the complaints I had with like the two newer movies and even this pilot is that there's not really a whole lot of Gonzo.
Well, it's still, what's his name? The original? Yeah, it's still him.
I forget. Yeah, he's the only one who's like...
he's kind of older.
That's what I wonder.
So like, maybe that's why. Maybe he can't do it as much.
Well, I'm like, well, then let's replace him. Because I like Gonzo. they've done a good job replacing everybody else.
Yeah, they have.
It's been Steve Whitmire doing Kermit since... Jim Henson passed away. Yeah. And I mean, there is a part where it's like, yeah, I like the Jim Henson Kermit better, I guess. But what are you going to do?
Well, yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I kind of miss Gonzo. Because Gonzo was always my favorite. But, yeah, kind of miss him a bit.
I like Kermit.
Original. No, I know what you mean. Now that I'm older, I associate with Kermit more in his, like, his kind of, quiet panicking. Just like, it's like, you know, that comment, it's like, this is fine in the fire. I feel like that's what just occurred all the time. But then every once in a while, his arms just start flailing around and he loses it.
My favorite line of the episode is when Piggy's coming out of an elevator and he's with Scooter and he's like, save yourself. It's too late for me.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I am definitely going to be watching more of it. I'm super into it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big thing. It's just that these characters are great, and just always seeing them makes me happy.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the advantage it has as a TV show too. It doesn't have to 100% establish every character in this pilot. Right. Like, we know these characters, which is pretty helpful when you're a television show.
That freaking shrimp, man, he still sticks.
Pepe the Prawn.
Yeah.
What, you don't like Pepe?
What, you got a problem with Pepe? That's like one of the few ones that came from the 90s, like, still around.
Yeah.
Pepe the Prawn.
Well, he speaks to the Latino market, I guess.
Yeah. Not in a condescending way at all.
Hey, what you talking about?
Yeah, Rizzo's still strong, too. Rizzo was in there quick. Remember for a bit when it was like Rizzo and Gonzo were inseparable?
That's what I just said like 2 minutes ago.
What? I missed that.
Yeah.
Oh, I've just been thinking about something else.
Thanks.
I'll see. Also, yeah, I noticed that they kind of eased off from the Gonzo Camella pairing, too, here a little bit.
Yeah, well, you know, it's an alien and a chicken.
Yeah. All right, so yeah.
Kind of weird.
Yeah, you should watch that show, though. It's on Hulu Plus if you haven't seen it
yet. ABC, Tuesdays at 8.
Yep, so yeah, we'll be watching next episode. All right, what do you want to talk about special? So we play a lot more Destiny. Yeah, we've been playing Chris pretty much every night.
Yeah, it's really fun now.
Yeah.
It's just nice that I feel like I progress every time I play, no matter what I do. Even if I just go do some patrols, I usually get some worthwhile items. It's smart that green drops are still, like, we're at the point where greens are like, I get rid of them right away.
Right.
But blues can still be useful, because even though they won't have the perks of a legendary, they'll often have higher attack and defense.
Yeah.
So you infuse them and
That whole thing. Yeah, there's a lot of just things that make sense.
Man, I think we've done all the new strikes by now.
Yeah.
They're really, really good.
Yeah, the new strikes. Well, yesterday we did, like, the heroic version of one of them, and it was super fun.
Yeah.
Like, the final boss is, in the dark, and he's, like, kind of, like, hunting you.
Yeah, like the bosses have mechanics now. They're not just bullet sponges. Oh, they're not just bigger versions of existing enemies that take a lot of hits.
Right, yeah.
Which is so nice.
Yeah, I know. I just kind of, I've been playing a lot of Destiny.
We play a lot more Crucible than we ever did.
Yeah, it's
the
fun.
Rift game mode is
that really is cool.
Really
they're like
fun.
Weird take on like one flag CTF. Mm-hmm. That is great.
I am a fan. And like you said, the nice thing too about playing PvP is the PvP bounties are no longer ridiculous.
Right.
Like, get 5 headshots with a shotgun in a row. It's like, fuck you. No.
And so you're, like, running around, like, more so to try to win, just trying to complete your bounties. Now, like, I played one mad game of Rift, and, like, I wasn't really trying to complete bounties, but I completed, like, most of them.
Because you were playing the game correctly. Yeah. Right. So, like, so that's nice.
Right. So, yeah. I'm enjoying Destiny. I'm playing that Shantae and the Pirate's Curse on the 3DS because I wanted a platformer.
How's that?
It's fun. I'm enjoying it a lot. I'm kind of towards close to the end of it. It's weird because it's like a cross between like a Metroidvania and more like just like almost something like a Shovel Knight. Like it's kind of neither. Mm-hmm. It's like a lot of segmented things and it's not like that much about exploration. Yeah, but
the free DLC for Shovel Knight came out.
Oh, yeah, Plague Knight. I'll probably try that next because I own that game on Wii. Yeah, it's just free.
Yeah, on all platforms.
Yeah, so I gotta try that thing out. What is that Persona 4 dancing game come out? I think it's soon.
I have no idea.
I get that.
It's hard to believe next week is Rock Band.
I honestly don't care. I know you and like Chris will get it, so I can just play with you guys. Right. I don't care. Welcome back to the Plastic Land.
let's see. I don't think I've just been playing Destiny this week.
I know. I kind of neglected Mario Maker lately because I've been playing so much Destiny.
Yeah.
I play a little bit to show a friend. It's a fun game to always show your friends.
Yeah, because everyone can relate to Mario. Yeah.
Like, look at this. Put your stuff on me. No, you can try to be a little like, ooh, I'm bad. Right. All right. Anything else you want to talk about here?
No.
All right, well, thanks for listening to the Explain Bro podcast, everybody. You can find more of us at evpodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Be sure to go to the iTunes Music Store, check out our old shows, and leave us a review. And we'll see you next week right here on the Explain Bro podcast.
Bye-bye.